Senate Bill 88, an act to prohibit certain deceptive trade practices regarding prescription discount cards. Mr. Olson.
Thank you, Senator Hamm. Senate Bill 88, I think, is an important piece of legislation. I don't think it's, at least in my own mind, not nearly as controversial, but basically the issue out there, the way I understand it, is that there are companies that sell cards, for various benefits, and there are some that would seemingly promote offering up to 10% discounts on pharmaceutical products, when in fact that language in itself, they may get zero and they may get 10%. But the key issue is there is no contract to back up what they're selling the card for. I think it's consumer protection legislation, and there are other people here that would testify on behalf of Senate Bill 88, Madam Chairman.
Okay, the proponents of Senate Bill 88. Good morning.
Madam Chairman and committee, my name is Hugh Mack. I'm an independent pharmacist with my wife in Redfield. We own Randall Pharmacy. We see a number of these forms of cards. They are not necessarily associated with insurance, but sometimes they are. The same company who is the processor for the state program called PAID, P-A-I-D, does the state. They also work with, they're owned by a company, a drug company actually, Merck, which has a division called Merck Medco, which is a mail order company. PAID recently started selling a discount card, and if I could correct the senator, they say up to 60% off. We have to explain to the patient why they didn't get 60% off when they come in with this card. But Merck Medco, through PAID, is selling a discount card in Reader's Digest. We found that people who buy this card with the same fraudulent, 10 to 60% off, come in and they'll get a prescription filled and find out it's not enough. And we spend time again explaining it's not always what they say it is. Sometimes it's different. People who bought these cards and used them also have gotten mailings to convert to mail order, because Merck Medco is a mail order outfit. As soon as they know what you're taking, they can promote their products, primarily Merck Sharp and Ohm's products, to the consumer directly. Mail order from a retail pharmacy business, it's bad for my business, but it's worse for the patient. They don't get the counseling. They may be getting the same thing by another name from me or a competitor. They don't know they're duplicating medication, especially if they're using more than one doctor. It becomes bad for everyone there. Another thing about these discount cards is a lack of privacy. They are not insurance. They are sometimes purported to be insurance, but upon enrollment, you may have signed a waiver of confidentiality. The information transmitted electronically is possibly their Social Security number. It may be another number. Their age, their sex, the medications they're on, the doctor they got them from, all this information can be compiled and sold. It can be sold to insurance companies deciding whether or not you should be insurable. They can be sold back to the drug companies on amount of their products being sold by what doctor. We hear this somewhat from the drug company representatives. As they detail to the doctors, they know how many prescriptions that doctor has written for their product. They are accumulating this information from somewhere, and we know very likely where it is. We've had discount cards that, as we do process them, and we don't know they're really a discount card or insurance. Sometimes you can't tell, sometimes you can, but we'll get a rejection, drug not covered, especially good with the cholesterol-lowering agents, because the company that issued the discount card has a contract to try to promote someone's drug, and they try to reject the discount. That's all they're doing, is rejecting the discount on one drug, and they send us an electronic message with that says, these are your other choices, because they are trying to direct market share away from one to the one that they can get reimbursed from someone else. Part of the other problem with us not being able to contract with them specifically to decide if we can afford to do their program is that the cost shift. If we decide, okay, we will sign up for the program, right now we don't even have that choice. If they get piggybacked onto an insurance company's program, we don't have a choice. But part of the cost shift, for us to stay in business, we have to maintain a bottom line that's positive, or the bank doesn't like that. The cost shift then goes to the other people who pay cash for their prescriptions. For us to maintain a bottom line, somebody else has to pay for the discount that was given to someone else. We don't believe that should be the case. If we can, we try to maintain the best price for everyone. If we decide to contract with these discounts, that's one thing. But since we haven't had the choice whether or not we're going to contract with them, we have to offset our costs by raising the price to cash-paying customers. That is something we don't want to do. There are a number of pharmacists in the state who just will not accept anybody's card, insurance, discount, or otherwise, because they don't want to have to offset those savings to someone else. Again, you know, when the senator read it, it is more of a fraud case than anything else. They're purporting it's one thing. We have people saying, well, I bought this insurance and I get this discount. Well, it's not insurance, and it shouldn't say it is. Not really to step back to the last bill, but we were talking about time savings. These also require calling, getting the numbers right to run them through. Time is money in anybody's business. Time is money. If time is wasted there, costs go up to everyone. The other side of it is, and since I was called to say, you know, to see if I could make it out here, and I happen to have the morning off today, there were two cases where I was on the phone waiting for someone to come and filling prescriptions and okaying what I was getting done. My technician was bringing me things. I'd get them done. And in one case, not having the time to talk to the patient, I didn't realize till afterwards when they called me about another medication that they had gotten a sample of the same thing from a different doctor. So if I would have had the chance, while we fill prescriptions, we visit with patients, we get information that doesn't mean a thing, and a lot of times we get hints that do. And they had gotten a sample of it from someone else, and they'd gotten another one here that they were going to duplicate in their medications and end up in trouble. Those kind of things happen way too often, because we don't have the time to visit with the patient while we do their prescription.
Okay. Did you sign in, Mr. Mack?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Are there questions of the proponent? Senator Staggers.
Right. This bill says this is an act to prohibit certain deceptive trade practices regarding prescription discount cards. Maybe I missed it, but in your testimony, what kind of deceptive practices are there?
The deceptive practice is they are selling a discount card as insurance many times. You've probably seen them on TV, the Providian card. Get, you know, $8.95 a month or something and get 10 to 60% off. It is not insurance. They may not say it is, but it sure sounds like insurance in any advertising you watch.
I guess I just thought it was a flat-out discount card, and I didn't even think that it had anything to do with insurance. I mean, that's just my view.
We get a lot of people, especially like former state employees. They were on the program where it was so much copay and whatever. When they turn 65, they go off and they may go to a supplement insurance, or they may not have one that has any insurance coverage. Most of those cost way more than they're worth paying for. But they'll get this card because they think that covers their prescriptions then, and it does not.
Anything else, if I can ask? Anything else deceptive?
There are so many things I could take most of the day, but none that are just obviously this is insurance when it's really not. And we cannot tell from the card. If we could tell, then we would know what we are contracting for.
Are there further questions? Seeing none, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there further proponents for Senate Bill number 88?
Mr. Chairman, Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. We do get occasional consumer inquiries and complaints regarding these prescription drug discount cards. Some people are confused that it's not insurance, so we certainly do support the concept of adequate disclosure to people to make sure that they understand it's not insurance. I don't believe the bill goes beyond disclosure. The only concern we have, and I think amendment would cure it, is that sometimes these prescription drug discounts that are not insurance are offered by insurance companies in conjunction with the insurance. So it's outside the insurance policy, it's not insurance, but it's along with insurance, which I think is confusing. If this bill passed as it was, it would preclude us from telling that insurance company that they must disclose to the consumer that that portion of the discount is not insurance. So we would recommend that the language starting after buying club on line 3 and page 2, there should be a period and the rest of it be stricken. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you. Could I have a motion for that amendment? The motion has been made by Senator Olson. Second?
Second.
Seconded by Senator Hutton. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. We will continue to discuss Senate Bill 88 as amended. Are there other proponents?
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, Jim Stevens speaking again. One of the things that happens with these cards is, and it happens particularly to senior citizens, is, you know, everyone's concerned about the price of drugs, and Governor's Bill and Progress will address some of those issues. What the people that sell these cards like to do is they like to get your credit card number, and they charge you $8.99 a month, or $10 or whatever. Then, whether you use that card, if you don't get a prescription next month, you get paid, you get charged $8.99 on your credit card, and this goes on forever. Unless, you know, a lot of our senior citizens, you know, first of all, think they're getting in on a good deal, probably aren't taking that good a care of business that they say, hey, you know, I went 6 months and I didn't use this card and I got charged $9 a month. This goes on and on and on, and the people don't understand it. And another thing that happens with these cards, a lot of them, it's like me giving somebody a card that says, all right, you can go to any of Bank West locations, and this will give you 10% off on whatever your interest bill is. That's what they do to us. You know, we have no control over this. We have a contract with Merck Medco or Paid, for example. We have a contract, for example, with state employees. We provide their, you know, we do their prescriptions through Paid. Okay, they'll piggyback it, as Hugh said, onto, they'll cash card is onto that. We've got a contract with them, so we've got to honor that. So all of a sudden we've got some people out here that have a cash card, but it's through Paid. We've got a contract with Paid, so we're a member, and if we want to continue to participate in, say, state employee prescriptions, we have to honor these cards. That's what happens to us.
Senator Staggers.
What is deceptive about people paying $8.99 a month to be part of the program? I mean, that's normal with a lot of other programs beyond medicine, prescription drugs, and things like that. What's deceptive?
Well, I think there's a perceived benefit that the people don't get. They come in, number one, they come in and they think, all right, we're going to get this 10 to 40 to 60% discount. In the retail drug business today, if you took all the pharmacists here and you said, all right, you filled so many prescriptions and you made so much money, the gross markup on prescriptions is about 21 or 22%. So how can I save you, Senator Staggers, 60% on your prescription if there's only 21% out there to be made in the first place? And so that's what's deceptive about it.
I mean, when anybody advertises, whether it's the local department store, you know, they might say, hey, come on in, you can save up to 75%. Well, I realize when I step in that department store, not every item is going to be 75% off. It's only up to 75%, maybe it'd be 5% or 10% or whatever. I mean, this is just standard marketing.
But if you're 72 years old and you're paying too much for your medicine, you think, and I had a lady that said, you know, if this prescription goes up anymore, I'm not going to be able to afford to buy my meals at Senior Citizens, my noon meal. So You get people that are that age, and they just aren't that cognizant of that. They think they're going to save 60%, and it just doesn't flat happen. So
I just don't know what we're going to do. Are we going to go out and physically buy these drugs for these people? Because some people might not catch on what's going on. After all, senior citizens have been around for a long time. And I think that many senior citizens are probably a lot more wiser than some of us sitting right here, just because of their experience. I mean, I'm not automatically assuming that senior citizens are helpless and have to be taken care of.
Are there further questions? Senator Olson.
Jim, do you know, I mean, has your association made any overtures to the Attorney General's office regarding this at all?
I could not answer that. Probably Bob Ryder or Bob Coolidge could probably do a better job of that.
Do you care to answer that question?
Mail order companies to gather information to pull customers to an out-of-state mail order operation. One of the big issues with these cash card companies is the information that they're selling for that $8.95 a month or $20 a month, whatever you pay, they're not selling anything except that plastic card. They're not at risk for the insuring of that drug. They're not at risk for anything. They're just telling you that you're going to save a discount. Okay, they should be at risk. They're putting the risk back on the pharmacy. And what they also do is they'll take that information when that claim is adjudicated, and that's confidential information that they will now resell. And that's our concern with the Attorney General's office.
Thank you. Further questions? Senator Stagger.
I don't know. I guess why should they be at risk? These discount cards.
Well, first
answer that.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. You should come up and use the microphone.
Because we're recording and we're live.
Right. And if you would keep it
brief. Your question was, why should they be prohibited from doing this?
Why should they be placed at risk? You mentioned that they're not at risk.
The technique that the cash card users use to sell this, they'll say these cards are honored in any pharmacy that you go to. What we're trying to obtain, or trying to, the help that we're asking for this legislation is just to allow the pharmacist to obtain an agreement with that sponsor confirming that they'll honor that discount card. The technique that these card companies use is that they'll honor those cards at any one in the United States, 40 or 50,000 pharmacies. That will be in their advertisement. But they don't have an agreement between the pharmacy and its sponsor to that discount. And oftentimes, or 90% of the times, the pharmacist's everyday price is less than the discount price. So for the $8.95 that this customer is spending every month, oftentimes it's an empty benefit. Six states have passed these regulations. Minnesota, right next door to us, passed the same regulation effective August 2000, this summer.
Do you have further questions, Mr.?
What kind of risk do we want to place in that?
I think it's an illusion of a benefit. They'll sell that card saying that they're going to save 20 or 30%, and they're paying that $8.95, but they're not getting the benefit.
So fraud's being committed?
Yes.
We already have fraud statutes, though.
What we're looking for in this bill is not to ban it. We're just asking that the customers, the sponsors, have an agreement with the pharmacy to network them to agree to a discount. And pharmacists are being told to honor these cards. And because...
This will be my last comment. I don't want to dominate this.
Okay.
But I guess I don't understand. If I'm a pharmacist and I don't belong to one of these agreements with these discount cards, I'm not going to take the discount card.
Well,
get it. I'm not going to...
The other part of our bill is we can't identify those cards as cash discount cards. There's no markings. They look exactly like an insurance card. And the claim adjudicates like an insurance card.
but you don't know that it's a cash card. So we were asking that those be identified as a cash card on the card in order to not ban them, but just to identify them for the pharmacist, in addition to having an agreement with the sponsoring pharmacist agreeing to those discounts, if that clarifies it. So.
Thank you. Are there other proponents to Senate Bill 88? Other proponents? Seeing none, are there opponents? Opponents of Senate Bill 88? I see none. I will close discussion and ask for final disposition of the bill. Senator Olson.
Yeah, Madam Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 88 go to the floor with a do-pass motion.
The motion has been made to do-pass as amended.
Second.
As amended?
As amended.
As amended. And Senator Sutton seconded that motion. Is there further discussion?
Madam Chairman.
Senator Olson.
I think it's really important that, you know, and Senator Staggers was getting it, this bill will not ban these kind of cash cards. That's not the intent of it. The intent of it, though, is to make that purchaser understand a lot more clearly and clearly identify for them the fact that, you know, that the card is not part of any type of insurance package. I have a lot of concerns with the amount of information that gets flown around this country. And I just think it's really good consumer legislation from the standpoint that you know what you'll get.
Further discussion? Seeing none, I will ask the Secretary to please call the roll. Those in favor of the do-pass motion on Senate Bill 88 as amended, say aye. Those opposed, no.
Petrie.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
McIntyre.
Aye.
Staggers.
No.
Sutton.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Albert.
Aye.
Motion carried.
All right then, we can proceed with Senate Bill